afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. Well, it is that time again. We do this second hour on a Thursday show, Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my guest, and you hear this from me every week, but I feel vulnerable every Thursday because I think, what if they don't call? I'll just sing to you, then you'll really want to call. But here's my question, and it's actually twofold. And there's a connection to these two questions. But I want you to know, I came in studio armed with 10 copies of my brand new project, Compliments of Bethany House Publishers. They're so, so generous. This one is titled Journaling Through the Psalms, A Creative, Intimate Way to Grow Closer to God. It is a leather-bound, gorgeous, illustrated journal. It's almost a $20. I think it's 18 bucks to buy it on the shelf. I've got 10 copies. So if you want to chime into the conversation, I'm bribing you. Are you ready? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Here are my two questions. And trust me, these two are connected. One is, what is God saying to you these days? What's he speaking to you about? Now, you might have a verse, or you might just have kind of an impression. He's saying to wait. He's saying to run. He's saying to stand. He's saying to believe him. He's saying to quit my job and trust him for my next season. What is it he's saying to you? 877-933-2484. Now, the second question is, what's one of your favorite memories? And I want you to know, these two things are connected, and I'll make the connection once friends start to call. All right? So what is the Lord speaking to you these days? And what's one of your favorite memories? I mean, it can be, it doesn't even have to be the top one, just even maybe a recent one where your heart was just warmed and it was something simple. And I'll tell you mine. One of my favorite memories took place last summer, right in the thick of things where things were icky for me, my health, and just I felt like I was under major spiritual attack. And it was just a gorgeous day. And my favorite riding time, you know, this when I ride my bike, is 90 degrees and humid. It's just my awesome, awesome weather. I don't know why, but I love the muggy extreme heat. It's my favorite time to ride. And my producer's rolling his eyes and shaking his head. But anyway, I like to get gritty and sweaty. I like to ride through the puddles. I like to get mud on my legs and ride as hard and fast as I can. So I'm super happy if I can, you know, do 28, 30 miles on a hot day like that. And I did. I had an earbud in one ear so I could hear worship music but still hear people all around me. And I just hauled and I rode hard and I loved it. And I actually felt good that day. Then I came back and I jumped in the lake. I just floated in the lake on an inner tube and just looked up at the sun. And I just was in heaven. Now, I wondered and thought back and talked with a friend who's a counselor friend months later as to why this was so special. And she started to ask me questions, and I really realized one of the reasons I loved this is I felt so loved by God, because these are such personal kisses from heaven for me. You know, I mean, I love the heat, and I had a hot day. I had the time. I actually had the health, and that had been a struggle for me. So to have the physical health to be able to spend some time and ride my bike, and then I love water. So just being able to be out on the water and just float in the water just was such a treat. And it was a reminder of so many ways that God very specifically just wrapped his arms around me. And I'm saying that there's something in some of your favorite memories that speak to God's love and affection for you, and even a promise that he has for the future for you. And there's something there that I just want to talk with you about. So let's just discuss it. You can call anonymously. As I said, we've got 10 copies of this Journaling Through the Psalms. All of the Psalms are in the journal, and I wrote a prompt for each of the Psalms. So you read a Psalm, and then there's a journal prompt. So whether you're a journal or not, it's for you. And then they illustrated the page. It's just gorgeous. I love it. All right, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, or you can email me as well. And if you want to just share what the Lord's speaking to you and maybe a favorite memory, your name will also go in the drawing for the Psalm journal. Would love that. So Lisa Bevere is someone we have on the show quite often, and love this girl. And we're just as a short clip as Aaron processes the calls, where she talks about fighting for your dreams. And trust me, all this is coming together. So hang with me. Let's listen in to Lisa.
One of my favorite quotes is by an author named Wendell Phillips, and this is what he said. He said, Christianity is a battle, not a dream. Well, I just want to tell you something. If you are going to be brave enough to dream, then you must be brave enough to fight. I don't know if you understood, the day you became a Christian, you stepped into a battleground. A lot of people are like, no, I just signed up to go to heaven when I died. Well, I'm sorry. Christian means anointed one. And when you are anointed or marked by God's Spirit, then you are noted by the enemy. There is one of my favorite quotes by C.S. Lewis. There is no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second, even this moment for you right now, is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan. This is the wonder of our day. This is the time that God chose out of all of eternity for you and I to walk in, a time where there was clearly drawn lines of battle. You say, this doesn't look like wonder. This looks like war. Well, you know what? It is war. And there is an anointing on your life to fight to see that God's justice is brought into the earth. You know, the background behind me says girls with swords. We do not use swords to beat people up. We use swords to set the captives free. God has his hand on your life to set people free. People that you see in captivity, people that you see that are in places of despair and hopelessness. We need you to be fluent in the word of God. We need you to raise that sword by raising prayers with the word of God in your mouth and set captives free.
Love, Lisa Bevere. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and it's two very unique questions, but I really believe somehow God's going to lead us as we have our conversation today, that they're very connected. So my first question for you is, what is God saying to you these days? What does obedience look like? Maybe he's saying, believe me for something you can't see right now. There's not a wrong answer here. I just want to know, what's he saying to you these days? And then, what's one of your favorite memories? It just warms your heart to think about it. 877-933-2484. Jessica's checking in from Bloomington. Hey, Jessica, thanks for being so bold and brave and being the first one to call.
Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love listening to you. And thank you for Thursday afternoon that we're able to do this with you.
So glad to have you. So tell me, you can answer either of those questions in whatever order.
Honestly, I just started an entire new career path, and it's my second career. And God has revealed to me in the past couple of weeks that perfectionism is not my purpose for you. And so that has been very, very powerful and has really helped me to just kind of let go of a lot of things.
Beautiful. Wow. Can I just be honest and tell you that's one of the things he's been dealing with in me as well? Just, you know, some number of people have called it the perfection infection. And when I think of the space that that takes up in our lives, and what we can do is get excited about what are you going to replace that with? And what I get a sense is it's going to be grace and courage and hope and stuff that's life-giving to us. So I love that you're so brave that you're responding to that. Wow, that's beautiful. So how about a memory that's just that you're fond of?
Well, you know, I was blessed with a really great childhood, despite my parents getting divorced at a young age. But my grandmother's sick, and we were just recently talking, and we reminisced over a beautiful memory of almost like family reunions getting together in Pennsylvania in a cabin. And we were just packed in this little cabin like sardines, and all the kids were running around playing, and our parents were, you know, playing yard games and such. And it was just such a wonderful time, and I just really kind of miss that. I'm far away from my family. They're all on the East Coast. And so that was just a beautiful time of my life and something that really warms my heart.
Okay, so this is a beautiful and a perfect example. So the thing the Lord's telling you about, talking to you about, is that perfectionism isn't his call for you. And then your warm memory is this imperfect looking picture where you're squished in a cabin, but you're safe and you're having community, and it's a picture of what God has for you. So Jessica, I believe that this is a picture of things to come for you, that this is what's going to replace the thing that the enemy's tried to drive you to strive, where God's inviting you to a place of messy grace, of community, of safety, of a place where your heart belongs. I just believe that. And so I'm just going to pray that. Lord, I just thank you so much for Jessica. And I pray for more times with her family, but I pray that I just believe this memory, or this beautiful memory, is a picture of something even bigger, something more to come, of intimacy and community and fellowship, that where everybody can be real and be who they are. And I just thank you for this dear girl, that she's a work in progress, that you're doing a beautiful work in her. I commit her to you, and I thank you. Pray that you'd open her eyes to just evidences of reproducing a memory like that in a greater fashion, Lord. We just say thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Susie. I so appreciate your time and just love your heart. And look forward to hearing everyone else calling in.
Wow, bless you. Now, he's got a few calls, but I'd love to get your name in the drawing for the journal. So if you're able to hang on and give your address, otherwise, if it's easier, just email me your address so I can make sure I have it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. All right, Kevin is checking in from Invergrove Heights. Sorry about that. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, awesome. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Just coming home from work.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you called. I appreciate it. So you heard the two questions, what the Lord's speaking in your life, and what's a memory that's just a fond memory for you?
Well, ironically enough, I called because lately I haven't felt like God speaking to me at all.
Okay.
I actually had a talk with my pastor about it, and I said, you know, I just don't, quite honestly, throughout my life, even though I believe in God and I know that he's, just in my opinion, been involved in my life, I've never had that wow feeling. So, and I was asking her, what do I do about that?
What'd she say?
Well, she's, other than just talking and chatting about a few other things, she's getting back to me. Well, she hasn't got back to me yet, but.
Tell me this, and yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you spend time reading the Word?
Not enough, that's for sure.
And that's not a guilt thing. Not an ought to or should do, but I'm just saying, because when you do, it's like you're opening his mouth, and especially during those dry seasons, because everybody has them where it seems like the heavens are silent, that's where you're going to find something that quickens in you. Do you know what I'm saying? Where you start to just read and you pray before you read, and his voice will speak to you because he wants so much for you to hear him. But we do go through those seasons. But the tendency, I think, when the heavens seem quiet is to sort of loosen our grip and sort of wander. And then he seems quieter than he's actually being. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we can't hear him. So I'm going to pray that for you. But I would love to know a memory for you, Kevin. What's a fond memory for you?
Oh, that's easy. The time I picked up my wife from the airport and experienced the Love American style fireworks.
Wow. All right, then. See, I see a connection here, Kevin. I just really believe that tangible memory with your wife, I really believe that's a picture of what God wants you to experience with him. Isn't that funny that you said, I don't really have any wows or anything with God? But you did have that with your wife, and marriage is such a picture of Jesus, the bridegroom, and the bride being the church. So that is what I dare you to ask for. Lord, make yourself so real to me in a way that's tangible, that is like takes my breath away. Surprise me, God. I mean, I dare you to pray prayers like that, but let me pray for you. Can I?
You can.
Father, thank you for Kevin, and I just pray that you would increase his capacity to hear your voice. I pray he would have an insatiable draw to your word, Lord. Open his ears, open his eyes, and I pray he would start to see you everywhere, that he would see your handiwork in the sky that you paint every night, and in water, in the sun that flickers on the water, that he would be so undone by your handiwork and so ministered to by your voice that it would upstage every other thing. I just thank you that Kevin is a son that you're fond of, and that you intend to finish what you started in him. Thank you for who he is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. I think we have to break, right, Matt? Where does the time go? So I see you, Jennifer and Crystal and Tanya, Marilyn and Leslie. Hang with me. This is a very short break. It is Talk to Me Thursday. My two questions, and I'm saying they're connected. I think you could see that already, right? What's God saying to you these days? And what's one of your fond memories? Just warms your heart to think about it. 877-933-2484. We've got 10 copies of my brand new Journaling Through the Psalms. This is almost a $20 book. It's so beautiful. Thanks to Bethany House Publishers. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise, and it is Talk to Me Thursday, where we throw out a topic, and you're the one, you're the guest. And this is a twofold topic today. What's God saying to you these days, and what's one of your favorite memories? And I ask these questions on purpose because I'm telling you they're connected more often than not. I see a number of calls on the screen, so be patient as best you can with Aaron and with me, and we'll get to these as we can. Jennifer is checking in from Edgewater, Florida. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So what do you have for my answers to my questions?
So my answer would be, I accepted Christ when I was young, my teens, and came back to him when I had my first child. And my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 14 years now. And so there's been like these struggles, because he's not fully a believer, and he's gotten closer, but, you know, not there. So we've had these waves and all this stuff that, that naturally brings. So God has recently been telling me to be still and trust that he can handle his battle that is not mine.
That's good. Yep.
Be still.
And what about a memory?
So the memory that has recently just happened, which would is going to be cherished forever. We had recently decided to start reading as a family at nighttime in the Bible. And third night, last night, I look over after we get done and my children are sitting there just flipping through their Bibles for the first time that, you know, as a family, and God just said, see, I got this. So.
Wow. It's precious. Yeah. He's more involved than we know. And both of those things, you're, the action that he's giving you, you know, the direction and the memory just are so close to each other, and such a confirmation that he's got you, he's with you, and you can trust him. And remember this on those days when it's cloudy and when he seems silent, because he's given you glimpses of his glory, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, Jennifer. Thank you. I pray God's blessing, and may he be the hound of heaven. And I pray your boyfriend would be radically saved and you would stay under the wing of the Most High God. God bless you, dear one.
Thank you.
Bless you. All right, Marilyn is checking in from Sioux Falls. Hey, Marilyn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I love your show. And you know, I'm a cyclist, too. So
come on.
I just can so relate to being out on a hot day. And, oh, gosh, I hope I don't cry. I have been going through a lot of health issues, too. In fact, in the last, you know, 4 years since 2013, my family has lost 3 of my brothers, 2 nephews and a brother-in-law in 5 years. And I've had surgeries on fractured elbows, a fractured elbow, a torn ACL, back surgery for a bulging disc. And I just got done going to surgery for a shoulder, reattached tendon, and I am recovering as we speak from that. But God has so given me a spirit of being an overcomer. In fact, I love that song. But one of my things, I think God, because, you know, when you go through stuff like this and you know it with from what you've gone through, you wonder, you keep saying, you know, God, I know it can't be something that I've done because I know you redeemed me, but what are you trying to teach me? So that's kind of, I don't really know where.
So you got a question. You got a question for him now than anything. You're waiting for what is it he's trying to teach you in the midst of this? You don't have a sense of what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in some ways, I'm afraid of what he's telling me because we're really going through some hard times with my sisters, 2 sisters, all having to take care of my mom, 91, and financial issues, and I'm the only one who's out of state. And it's
I have to jump in. I'm so sorry, just because I've got so many people waiting, so I want to make sure I have time to pray for you. So you're in this time coming through major crises. You're wondering what God's trying to teach you. How about a memory? What do you have for a memory?
Yeah, actually, memory is like the very same kind of memory you're talking about, just being on a bike ride and just glorying in his wonder of his creation.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing.
And, well, you know, my sense, Marilyn, and what I felt like was for me, too, is this, when I revisited that and thought about that and just talked with this friend, she really helped me to see, do you see how personal that was? Because that wouldn't be for everybody, but it was for you. And it was God just kissing you on the top of the head. And it was like a picture, it was an invitation to believe for restoration and the things that very specifically restore my soul. And I feel like it's the same for you, especially when you look at all that you've just dealt with, that God would give you a vision for what soul restoration looks like. And it would involve something like that. So Lord, I just pray for Marilyn that you restore her soul, restore her health. God, walk her through this valley of grief and turn her mourning into dancing. God, I just pray you give her a vision for what it looks like on the other side of this trial. And I feel like too, Marilyn, that it isn't even so much about, I mean, he will teach you and you'll know what you're supposed to learn, but just ask him, what does obedience look like? What's the next step I should take? Because I think when you're in the thick of the mess and you try to figure out what he's teaching you, the enemy gets in there and says, you know, this is your fault and whatever. But if you just say, Lord, how can I obey you? You'll learn what you need to learn and you'll know what you need to know. So God bless you, friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, bye-bye. All right. I'm sorry, Matt, tell me again. For Crystal checking in from Oak Grove. Hey, Crystal, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to have you today. So what's the Lord talking to you about these days?
Well, I was thinking about Kevin when he called recently. I feel I'm very blessed right now because God is very much revealing himself to me. Right now at my workplace, there's like major chaos of, and a lot of backbiting, and it's just not a good place. And so I've been praying to him daily to protect my cubicle and those around me, and actually trying, this is hard for me, but I've been praying for my office enemies because I'm supposed to love them. Mm. And what God keeps telling me is continue to try to be humble, patient, kind, and trust him. And I'm looking for another job. And he just says, just keep being patient. Trust me, I'll bring you through this. So that's okay. What I'm seeing.
That's fantastic. And that's the hard thing, you know. I always say that if we want to leave, if our one reason for leaving is relief, most times God will have us stay. And if one of the reasons that we want to stay is comfort, then God has us go. And my pastor used to say, you're not free to leave till you're free to stay. So I'm just going to pray God's deep protection for you as you're in the middle of
Thank you. Process.
Yeah, so what about a memory for you?
Oh, gosh, it's really hard, but it's the one memory that I'll try to talk about. When my brother died when he was 39, and this was many years ago, but it still brings me to tears, my son was behind me, and he was 9 years old, as I was breaking down at my kitchen table. And he puts his little hand on my shoulder, and he says, "That's okay, Mommy, you have me."
Mm.
And I'll remember it forever.
Oh, Crystal. Oh, wow. You know what this just speaks to me is that the Lord wants to bring other people in your life to bring comfort in the places of grief and loss that you're feeling at work, and that we're coming up on a break. But Father, I pray that you'd bring godly friends that are tangible evidences that you are working, that life is working. Even at work, bring some tangible friends who are for her and not against her. And that just as a reminder that you are in her midst, and greater are those who are for her than those who are against her. And this story is not finished yet. But in the meantime, tuck her under your wing. We thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Bless you, dear one. All right. We got to pause here. But Virginia from Matamidi, Anonymous, Tanya, Leslie, Brett, I see you. I hope so. I hope that you can hold for a moment here. I'm looking. Tanya's next. Leslie, you're up after that. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're our special guest. Today's question is twofold, and it's very interesting. It's already been amazing to see how it's unfolded, but these are the two things I just prayed about, and this is what I felt like I was supposed to ask you. One is, what is God saying to you these days? And then second, what's one of your favorite memories? Because I'm telling you, these two are very connected, and you'll be surprised if you just tuned in. You'll just have to listen because God really is connecting some of these warm, amazing memories because those were just evidences of his love for you, very personal love for you, to maybe what he's talking to you about today. Tanya is checking in from Marshalltown. Hey, Tanya, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for calling today. So I can't wait to hear what's the Lord speaking to these days.
Well, Susie, I've been waiting a long time to be healed physically, and I think he's just telling me to hang on and not grow weary.
Yeah. That gets old, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah. I mean, to avoid the ditch of despair and discouragement takes so much focus. So tell me about, so he's saying hang on and don't grow weary, which the rest of that verse is, and in due time you'll reap a harvest, you know, of righteousness. In other places, your faith is more precious to him than gold. So how about a memory?
That one's easy. The day my son was born in 95.
All right, then. So what my sense is, I'm thinking here, Tanya, is when you think that was a moment of profound birth, of course, you know, of something new, of your son, of a miracle, and God's very, very personal attention to you and love for you to bring such a gift into the world. And I'm going to just pray that in regards to your current life season of holding on, I mean, you think about pregnancy takes a long time for a miracle to happen. But then once the miracle happens, boy, it upstages the long time of waiting and grief and hardship. So I just pray, Lord, that you'd birth a fresh vision in Tanya's heart. You give her a sense of where you're taking her, the miracle that you want to perform in her life so that she won't grow weary. And I pray, God, that you would bring it about sooner than later. I pray healing on her body, mind, body, spirit, soul, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her. In your name, amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. God bless you. 877-933-2484. Leslie is checking in from Detroit Lakes. Hey, Leslie, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie, it's Leslie.
Oh, hey.
Super happy to talk to you again.
You too. Tell me what the Lord's telling
you
these days.
What a joy. Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely so much. But the neat part is that us kids, is he just tells us to get kid-like, go out and have some fun, and just looking at the clouds and making what you used to look up and see figures in them, you know, just like whatever pictures are being drawn in the clouds. Simple things like that we used to do as a kid. I mean, he's just waiting to tell us stories. So that is what came to me right when I heard you say something about a fun memory. Bazillion of them, but that was my first on my heart. And so tie in with that, my, I guess, I'm so sorry. How did you word it?
No, what the Lord's just speaking to these days. Maybe what does obedience look like, or just what's he put on your heart these days?
Thank you. That's right. Okay, so it was, I get to do a little TV show up here in northern Minnesota, and I get to have guests, and it's a great time. And I have recently met a lady named Winnie Gillespie in her 80s. And I tell you, there is just so much that this rich, just tucked-in little lady in the woods had to teach me about faith and God and dependence and the richness of it. But the bonus is just to make sure that we laugh a lot through our faith, because she's had hardships beyond. And I guess that's what kind of, I love how you connected. Well, I should say the Holy Spirit has connected all of that.
Wow.
So I almost didn't hold on because I kind of was like, oh, I get it. But I would love your wisdom, of course.
Well, thank you, first of all, Leslie, for all you do. And you are such a ray of sunshine. But isn't it amazing that you're ministering to and being ministered to by an elderly woman, and your fond memories are childlike faith? And I just think the older we get, the more we return to that. But that's where God makes himself so known to us. And I just think that you're in for a season of really being rediscovering truths, but knowing them in a deeper way and enjoying the fact that God enjoys you. When you think about a child, one of our favorite things as adults is to enjoy our children, because they're just so precious and so innocent. And so to go to that place of pure heart, the pure in heart see God, I just pray that as you engage in this relationship with this dear mentor woman, really, that together you would belly laugh, together you would enjoy God enjoying you. So God bless you,
yes,
Leslie. Thanks so much for calling. Wow. Bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Good to talk with you. And you too. All right, Brett, you're going to be next after Virginia from Matamidi. Brett, I hope you can hang on. I know it's been a bit. Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, what's the Lord talking to you about these days?
Well, you are such a sweetie. What he's talking to me about is to be quiet, be calm, and just trust him for his provision.
That's good.
I don't know where I'm going to be living next year. I am becoming an elderly woman at 70 years of age, but I want to tell you about the memory from when I was a little girl, when I enjoyed Sunday school so much. My Grandpa Joe would give me offering money, and he would tie it in a stack in the corner of his white handkerchief so that I wouldn't lose it.
And he'd give you that offering money so that you could put it in the offering plate?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, so precious. And here you are wondering about your future and your provision, and yet that is a memory. And isn't it a picture, Virginia, of what God does? I mean, truly, he pours into us, and he entrusts gifts to us. We offer them back to him, and he blesses us for having the faith, for just being a flow-through account of his blessing, you know? I mean, what a picture that is, and just such a reminder, Virginia, that not only is he going to entrust you his provision, but he's going to let you offer it back to him, and then you kind of get the spiritual blessing, the credit, so to speak, for being a conduit to his provision. Lord, I thank you that you're not only going to provide for Virginia, you're going to provide through her to other people in need, and thank you for that memory just of how you care for us and how you love for us, and you guard and guide our offerings, and I just thank you for who she is and how much you love her. Show her the way that you're going to come through for her in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed all the other callers, too.
Just beautiful. Wow, what a great memory. Thanks for calling. Okay, Brett, you deserve 3 books for holding the longest. Thanks for calling, Brett.
No problem. I have good news today, Susie.
Yeah?
So I'm 37 right now. At age 24, I was taken out of the workforce, diagnosed with mental illness, and spent a lot of time in hospitals and stuff like that. But over the last several years, I've been really felt like I've been restored. And I have gotten through college, got a job, and I'm married. And
man,
I feel like I have a life again.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen to that. I just want to share the word, and that is exactly what is on my heart with my prayer and word study lately. It's just God's just telling me to spread the word and to kind of get the, you know, open the Bible with other people and get out there. Yeah. And in my life, I've always had kind of someone close by, kind of ready to be critical or react negatively. It's always a different person and always a different situation, you know, but there's always somebody who's like, what are you doing that for when I do that? And so I've always been kind of scared to do it, but it's been a dream on my heart for a long time to be able to do that openly and kind of vigorously, you know what I mean?
So good. And how about a memory, a fond memory?
So I've got sledding on my mind tonight. When we were kids, we always used to go sledding on my birthday, and there was always hot cocoa and large family and just really happy, warm snow pants and things like
love
that.
Love it. Love it. Okay, this is my sense of my connection, but you sure can pray about. But as you're talking about getting the word out there, right away I thought of that passage. I want to say it's 1 Corinthians 9, I think, but I have to go back and look. But it says this: now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and increase your store of seed and enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, resulting in the praise and the thanksgiving of God's people. So, Brett, if you see this passage, he supplies seed to the sower. So you're getting the word out there. And so he's supplying your seed. And it says he increases your store of seed. Then he enlarges the harvest of your righteousness. Then he makes you rich in every way so you can be generous on every occasion. And by your life being this conduit, all these people praise God because you lived, because you dared to be that person. And to me, the connection of your fond memory is not everybody likes to sled because it's kind of scary. It takes guts. It's kind of an adventure. But it's a fond memory for you because you're wired for it. You're made for it. I just think you're going to have your naysayers. But as you start to sow the seed, it's, you know what, people are going to do what they want. But there's going to be an increase in your life. Things you never thought were possible, you're going to find yourself doing, going, only God. But then your harvest is going to increase. And then all these people are going to start praising God because Brett lived, and it'll drown out the naysayers who don't have the guts to do what you're doing. So I just say, march on, sled on, brother, and do the thing God's asking you to do. Absolutely. And make sure you give Aaron your address, because I want to send you my journal, but I'm going to get through another book or two in there because you were so wonderfully patient. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
I celebrate with you. Really do. That's just awesome. Hallelujah. All right. So anonymous caller, we're taking next. And Jamie from California, you're next. I pray you can hang on. Okay, anonymous friend, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey. Tell me, what's the Lord saying to you?
Oh, I got 3 things. I just started listening to your program just a few days ago. And 3 things that the Lord have been saying to me. And first of all, you need to know that I've been going through for a long time many things, many trials, from abuse. I was 7, rape, sexual abuse when I was 7 years old, etc. But the Lord never abandoned me, and I always find hope and joy in the Lord. and forgiven, and the grace of the Lord has been immense, and the love of the Lord is, his kinship is just amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. I have experienced the Lord in my life in ways that you cannot even imagine.
Yeah. Tell me what he's saying to you these days.
Very clearly, stay still.
Yeah.
Calm and don't be anxious.
Stay still, be calm, and don't be anxious. And how about a fond memory that you have?
There's one more thing that I feel is drawn in my heart, and it says to go and announce my good news.
Okay, that's beautiful. Announce the good news.
In my other memory, just yesterday, I was remembering when I was a little kid, just before happens the event that I was telling you about, is this aunt who teach me to read and write, and mm. she used to take me to her home to play with the animals over there, and I was laughing about that because I used to feed her animals. It was beautiful.
Wow. In a place that actually you felt safe, and I need to jump in because we have a break and another call. I'm so sorry. So be calm, be still, trust God, and spread the good news in that memory of being at your aunt's and playing with the animals again. I just really, that's such a picture of what sounds like would fit your personality, that you just, that's the kind of the behind the scenes person maybe that you're, and I just pray that God would open doors for you to share his word and give you times in his presence that just where he meets you in a way that fits who you are and you know it's him. And Lord, I just pray blessing on this dear sister, that you would meet her, that you would show her your provision and your presence in her life and provide and orchestrate situations that only you can so she knows it's your hand in her life. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen. We're going to grab one more call before the break. Jamie's checking in from California. Hey, Jamie, thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hey. So tell me this. What's the Lord speaking to you about these days?
Oh, well, I'm in a transition of losing my job, but I feel like the Lord is telling me to not overwork myself with things that are distracting and that he will provide for me like he always has.
That's good. Very good. Because we can do that, right? In those times of transition, we can overwork and strive and even distract ourselves and we miss his still small voice. And I'm telling you, these transition times can be some of the most sacred, intimate times if we redeem them and protect them. So I love that. So how about a memory?
Yeah. My favorite memory is actually sharing my testimony at Saddleback Church and just different conferences, women's conferences, being able to share the gospel and share my testimony.
Wow. Very good. Okay, so I'm wondering if the Lord has just a fresh download for you in this time of transition, as this job is phasing out and he's wants to download what's coming for you in the future as you just wait on him. You know what? This is going to be part of your story. This is going to be part of your testimony. And I just think that this is a time for you really to be listening because I think as you start to share this testimony and God opens more doors, you'll be amazed at some of the fresh insight just gained because you waited on him. And Lord, I just pray for Jamie that as you've opened doors in the past, I just believe you've taken her to new places. So in this time in between, I pray that as she's still and she knows that you are God, that you'd be glorified in her life and that you would download fresh truth to her and blow her away with opportunities that you bring before her. Help her not to grab too fast at opportunities that come, but to wait on you and trust you and then step into the things you've called her to. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Jamie. God bless you. All right. We're going to pause here. I see you, Anne Marie from Illinois. If you can hang on, this is just a short break. It's Talk to Me Thursday. And the two questions, as you've probably been hearing, are kind of unique, but I think they're very connected to each other. One is, what's the Lord been saying to you these days? Two, what's one of your favorite fond memories? Because somehow, some way, lots of times we'll find a connection between these two. Got 10 copies of my brand new journal, Journaling Through the Psalms. This is an $18 journal. It's just gorgeous. So thanks to Bethany House, we've got 10 copies. Call in and we'll put your name in the drawing, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
Something inside you can't deny. You hear the call of your creator. I made you for more. I'm at the door. I wanna restore.
really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it is Talk to Me Thursday. We've been doing something pretty unique and appreciate your patience as you call in and wait on hold. But it's Talk to Me Thursday, and what we're doing here is asking two questions. What's the Lord saying to these days, and what's a fond memory? Because oftentimes these two are very, very connected. Times when you just, it was a warm memory, that's all you saw it as, but there was something of God that he wants you to know about, his provision and his personal care for you that very much connects to the current life season that you're in. 877-933-2484. Anne Marie's checking in from Illinois. Hey, Anne Marie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you for taking my call. I don't usually do stuff like this, but it's such an interesting question.
Yay, and I'm proud of you for calling. So tell me, what is the Lord saying to these days?
The Lord has been speaking to me about his faithfulness.
Mm.
Just been going through hard times, but he just keeps reminding me and saying over and over again that he is faithful.
Yeah, he is faithful. I'm sorry you're going through hard times, and that's just such an anchor truth that we got to hang on to in those times. Well, how about a fond memory? Can you share?
My most fond memory was going on a road trip with my dad across country, and we visited, I mean, you name it, we visited it. We took about a month and traveled everywhere across the country. It was blast.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So, boy, can you see the connection there for you right now? I mean, you think of that.
Sure,
yeah. And that he's in the car with you. He's with you. And the whole point wasn't even the destination, but it was the time together. But you still got to have this adventure. And, man, if you can just picture the Lord with you. I mean, there's times you drive through flatlands and times you drive through storms, but you're so together. And Anne Marie, you're going to be, when you get through this really painful time, you're going to have more history with God, and you're going to have a more of an assurance that he is who he says he is. And any way the enemy tries to come against you, you'll be able to say, you know what? I already know what I know about God. I have a history with him. And so, Lord, I just pray for Anne Marie. I just pray even now on this particular part of the stretch of the journey that's difficult, that she would just remember that time in the car with her dad and just know that the Father's love is even more tangible and that you're even more present in Anne Marie's life. And I just pray, give her glimpses of where you're taking her, of what you're doing, and the next place of promise that you have for her. Give her a sense of where you're taking her and that this season will too pass, Lord. And thank you for that memory, because you are in the car with her. You guys are together. And that you just are taken with her. You love her. You want to be with her. You're not tolerating her. You love her. And I just thank you that you're very committed to this journey with her, and you're not going to fail her. And we just love you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So glad you called. Press on, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Cheryl's checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie, how are you? I love your prayers in the morning and evening on Facebook. They're so they're so powerful. They really speak broadly to many things.
Thank you.
Really touches me.
So grateful, Cheryl. I'm so glad you called today, too. Tell me, what's the Lord speaking to these days?
So what he's been telling me is to take up my mat and walk.
Amen. Wow. 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 That's not a small thing.
I know. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm close to retirement, but I'm like 4 years away, and yet I want to retire now. I'm kind of burnt out. I've raised 5 kids of my own. I've worked 2 jobs, you know, off and on for many, many years. And I'm just like, oh, I want to retire. Plus now I'm watching my granddaughter's going to be 6 and, you know, want to sew into her and really be there for her. And I'm not used to, you know, going to work full time and then watching her at night.
Yeah.
So
tell me
about what to do.
Okay.
You know, and where I should go next in my life now.
Okay.
So what my fond memory is, my freshman year in high school, I had a really good friend. I loved to dance and loved live music. And we used to go on teen night to Bellary Ballroom and dance and shake up a rug to live music with her older sister, who was a junior at the time. I mean, she could drive, right?
Mm.
So I would spend the night at their house, and we'd get up and go back to school the next day. And it was just such a fun time. Mm,
that sounds like a blast.
And,
well, you know,
yes,
when I think of that story, and I think, is it John 4 or John 5, where Jesus says, do you want to get well? And he says, I can't. That was the first thing that he said is, I can't. And later in that conversation, Jesus said, you know, get up and take up your mat and walk. And I wonder if with all that you're facing right now, that you're fatigued and you've got a few years to retirement, you don't want to lose time with your daughter, your granddaughter. And then your fond memory is just this carefree. Somehow you made a way. You still went to school the next day, but you got to go out and shake it up with your girlfriend. I wonder if the Lord is giving you an invitation, but you're going to have to put your I can'ts away. The things that you just, I can't see how that could ever happen. I can't see how that could ever happen. I feel like as you deal with the take up your mat and walk, those will be your barriers to this next place that God has for you. And he's giving you a picture. I mean, maybe you're going to be dancing in the living room with your granddaughter. But Lord, I just pray for Cheryl. And I pray that you'd show her clear, if there are I can'ts that are kind of in her subconscious mind, that they bring them to the forefront. And she could look at them for what they are and deal with them and put them under her feet so she can rise up and take up her mat. We trust you, God. I just thank you that you want to get her to a new place. And part of it is dealing with some of these things that stand in the way and that you'll do the rest. And so just commit her to now in your name. Amen. Yeah, bless you. Okay, I think we have time for one, maybe two. Anonymous caller from the Twin Cities. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. So what's the Lord telling you these days?
Okay, so I feel like, so I'm kind of in a situation where it's like, with the job I'm at, is it really where God wants me, or is it preventing me from investing in other people, volunteering, doing other things? And I feel like today he's saying, or as a lady saying, just stay where you are. I have other things in your life that I'm going to be working on and doing. And so, you know, just rest. Don't, you know, just, it's okay. Just rest. And so I have a tendency to go back and forth on this and, you know, don't know if it's, he's leading me one way or the other. And so, but as of late, it's like, for now, just stay. So that's what I will do. And my memory, I have some recent ones and a past one. I'll make it quick. One of my two most recent memories is I invest in an elderly woman. I also invest in a young teen that's 13. And when I see my giving of their of my time to them is a blessing, it just blesses me because it's so critical to, you know, just be giving my time to them and investing in them for the one who may not be here much longer and the other one who, you know, may be here a long time because she's young.
We're at the hard out now and I won't be able, we're going to be cut off. So I want to make sure I can pray for you. Father, I pray for direction as you call her to stay and to wait on you. Lord, you're going to bring things to the surface and you're going to use her in profound ways. And you are talking with her. So I just pray peace in the midst of it, grace in the midst of it, Lord, and a sense of expectancy in the midst of it as well. Because when you say no here, you so often say yes over here. And I just pray she'd sense your yes. She'd sense your provision and your affection for her. And I thank you that you are doing a new thing, even as you call her to stay and wait on you. You work for those who wait for you, and you're doing something in her life. May she see it soon. May her faith become sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, dear sister. So sorry to cut you off. We're coming right at the end here, and it's time to wrap. So I got to tell you, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. What an honor to hear your stories, to hear your memories, to hear what God's speaking to you. Man, I love this time. I pray you were encouraged by it too. Remember this too. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.